Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Backyard. This is Margaret Marshall, your host, and you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. We're here each Wednesday at 8 o'clock where we celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica, land we love. And I see that we have quite a few callers on the board. I want to welcome you here this evening as we gather in the backyard and those listening online also. I'd like to remind those listening online that if you want to interact with us this evening, you'd have to dial 718-766-4558 on your telephone and hit 1 so that I can know that you want to talk to us. So I want to welcome everybody, and as usual, I'm always excited. I'm especially excited this evening because we have the pleasure of hearing from one of our seniors who will be sharing some history with us, and you know how excited I am when there's history being recorded by the people who lived it. So it may be chilly in your cities tonight. I know it's chilly in mine. So we're going to take our virtual trip like we usually do when we gather for the evening, when we were home in Jamaica, whether it was under the mango tree, on top of the roof, on the beach, or on the veranda. And tonight, our beverage of choice will be a nice warm cup of chocolate tea. You may remember the kind that came from the country if you were a Kingstonian, and you could smell it all the way in the living room when it was being cooked in the kitchen. So tonight we're going to top it off with a little coconut milk, and we settle in our easy chairs and just relax for the next hour or so as we gather together to make some history and to labrish. So I hope you're all there with me. You're accustomed to taking a virtual trip. You know, even though we're seniors, we can do the things that the young folks do. And now they're traveling all over the world with their little smartphones and Skype and all of those good things. So we can go back in our memory bank and just get nice and comfortable the way we used to be in the old days. So I want to start off first by giving you a little history about dance as per Wikipedia, who is somehow down this evening that everybody's protesting on the internet about something that is supposed to happen. But lucky for me, I had taken some information off. Now, I must remind our listeners, if you don't know, that Wikipedia is like an information about everything in the world, but it's placed there by individuals. It's not always all authentic. Sometimes it is because the writer will tell their source, but most times it's just written by people. So, you know, we take it with a grain of salt. But I verify by some of the authentic historians. Well, we're reading from Wikipedia this evening before I introduce my very special guest. Now, dance is a part of Jamaican culture and everyday life, and it always has been. Whether European settlers or African slaves or indentured servants, everybody brought their own native dances, and many have evolved and combined to form traditional Jamaican dances. So, you know, just like out of many, one people, everything is a little mixed up. The different cultures, the different dances, the different ethnic backgrounds that makes us so very special, like no place else on earth. No, that was my little sidebar. Now I'll go back to what the paper says. For most of Jamaica's history, the traditional dances from Europe and Africa have been part of the feast celebrations and life-affirming rituals. The best European example of this style of dancing is the Morris dance, which was brought to Jamaica from England. Now, here's a sidebar. I never heard of the Morris dance before, but once I read this, I decided to look it up, and sure enough, that is what the style of dancing from England and most of Europe was called at the time, and this goes back like 600 years. And in most of the places then, the dances were done, or the Morris dance was done sort of in circles and mostly by male performers, you know, originally. So, you know, you're always learning something new. So I never heard the word or the phrase Morris dance before. Now, over time, nearly 400 distinctive dances have been identified, I suppose, worldwide. But there are seven main styles that Jamaican dances fall into. And, of course, they name them from the maroon to the kumina and all different kinds. But now, here's something interesting. John Kuno is more than just a celebration. It is a dance and a musical tradition as well. However, John Kuno dance traditions make it the island's oldest style on record. It blends authentically Jamaican styles to become the dance performance at today's celebration. Now, traditionally, African groups would enact mini-style plays, while European traditions of folk theater played short scenes and recitations. Now, specific dances are ascribed to the dancers, each with their own role and character to portray. Now, let's move it up a little now to more recent. Since the mid-1900s, dance in a performance setting has been developing. Although at first dance was taught only to light-skinned islanders, one Jamaican girl, Hazel Johnson, would change all that. Johnson went to England to learn music and returned to Jamaica to become the first dancer to build her own studio. Now, she began working towards dance theater based on Jamaica's own culture. Johnson never saw her dream come to fruition because she died young. But Ivy Baxter, a student of Johnson's, managed to fuse classical styles and Jamaican folk dances. She founded the Ivy Baxter Creative Dance Group in 1950. And this is how our very special guest comes in. So at this time, ladies and gentlemen, on the board and those listening online, it is my pleasure, and I'm so excited to do this, to introduce you all to Mrs. Cynthia Gittens, who was Lee before, who is a senior. If she doesn't mind, I'll tell you she's 88 years old and just as vibrant as she can be. And from having a little discussion with her, I know she's still very passionate about dancing. So without any further ado, I would like to open up the mic and welcome my special guest, Miss Cynthia, as I call her. Good evening, Miss Cynthia. You're live.
Good evening, Roderick.
Welcome to the backyard.
Good. It sounds good.
Okay. Are you warm? Are you sipping on your chocolate tea?
Yes. All you should ask about the hard old bread, the buttered
Okay. Yes. Well, we're all on a diet. I was sipping the bread.
Oh, we can leave out the bread.
Yes. I would rather have a bami, I may.
Yes, that's
anyway,
great.
Welcome to the backyard. I'm so excited to have you share your story, because I'm always talking about the importance, you know, of leaving a legacy from the people who lived it. And I feel that we're so honored and blessed to have you here this evening, because you can take us from your young days of being involved with Miss Ivy Baxter.
Yes. I met Ivy. She was still at Bournemouth. I think she was still at Miss Johnson's school, too. And I was at Kingston Tech. And this girl, I can't remember her name, she said Miss Baxter was coming to do gym and things like that, and I was interested in that. So we about five of us went to the class, and we enjoyed it. But soon after that, Ivy got a scholarship and went away to Canada and did her dancing. Well, in 50, when she started the group, and in 51, the most important thing was in 51, we went away to Puerto Rico to the dance festival. They were
So now let me bring me up to date before that now. Actually, Miss Cynthia, where were you? What parish were you born in?
I was born in Hanover.
Uh-huh, but you mentioned you didn't live much time there because?
My father was a policeman, and he traveled from parishes to parishes, you know. So we went from Lucy to Kingston.
Uh-huh.
From Kingston to St. Andrew, because he moved. He was stationed at he was stationed at Admiraltown, and then from Admiraltown we went to Gordontown. From Gordontown we came back to Kingston, and he was stationed at Sutton Street, Grand
Sutton Street.
Central.
Would that be where the main place was at the time?
Yes, that was the main place. East Queen Street, Sutton Street, East Street, and I don't remember the name of the lane.
Right, right. Now, in those days, were they wearing the uniform that they're still wearing now?
What I know was that the dress uniform was a white jacket with a silver button, black pants, red stripe. And, and the cap, and they were and they were smart, and they had to be white. The jacket was white, lily white.
Lots of blue in it.
Lots of blue in it.
Yes.
And
I suppose I don't know if the young people were using blue, because everybody perhaps have washing machines out there now.
And they wore
but
boots.
I know in the old days it was the blue that got the white going.
Yes. And his had to be immaculate.
Right. So were you from a big family, Miss Cynthia?
No. There were four of us, two girls, two boys. Yes,
with a policeman as a daddy.
Yes, and a mother who just have to give you a look.
Yes,
and everything.
In the old days, a look would do it.
A look worse when he came, because she would always say, if anything, I'm going to tell Sergeant. And
well,
then, of course...
He was a sergeant.
Yes. And
wow.
Then, of course, you know, Sergeant just came. And he just, you know, like if you're in the backyard, he would just come and stand up at the back door and look.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, everything was fine.
You start to tremble?
No. It passed trembling because you just, you're at attention. Like.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't have to do, he just had to come to the back door. And then,
mm-hmm.
You know, he smoked his pipe. And he just looked.
Mm-hmm.
And the look
and
wasn't sharp
look.
Or anything. Just a look. Just that Sergeant was at the door. And everybody mm-hmm. was at attention.
Wow.
But the wonderful thing with us, the main thing on Sundays, you know, the ice cream bucket and the making of ice cream.
Uh-huh. The hand cranking bucket.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we look forward to that, the family.
Yes,
and
yes,
then, of
yes.
course, we had borders, you know, and everybody was one. It was
uh-huh.
like Sergeant's children was the thing. Sergeant and Nelly Ann's children. We all grew
wow.
up together. Mm-hmm. Anyhow,
right.
I'm telling
you. So you went
I'm,
to Woolmer's. You were
no,
going to Woolmer's
I went,
at the time. When you
no,
met.
I met Ivy at the Moravian Church where we went for the exercise.
Oh, okay.
She was at Woolmer's. I was at Kingston Tech.
I see.
Yes.
And Moravian was the place where you met for the exercises.
For the exercise.
Uh-huh.
And then Ivy went away, and when she came back, she was the Y. I was a member of the Y. And she
YWCA.
YWCA. And she
at
taught
that time it was on Hanover Street.
North,
where was...
No, it was at North Street opposite... because she taught at Excelsior, too. But she was a member
oh.
of the Y, and she taught dancing on Monday nights. And seniors went for dancing with Ivy.
Ah.
And exercise and things like that. And we all got on very much because I remember Gloria Harris and myself were members of the Monday night class. And
mm.
then the first thing that, big thing that Ivy put on was a thing with all the clubs, junior and senior, doing a thing to the wall of the flowers.
Uh-huh.
And that
and
was...
And was that for an audience?
Yes.
Ah.
That
was that held at the Y or at the church?
It was at the Y. Because,
oh, I see.
You know, at the church, we did that school time. And then
uh-huh.
now we're out of school because Ivy went away to
oh,
Canada.
I got you. Uh-huh.
She went away to Canada. And now she's back and we're all working people.
I see.
Because
mm-hmm.
I work at Kingston Tech.
Uh-huh.
And she was, I think she applied between Excelsior and then at the Y.
Uh-huh.
And after a period... I think in 50, she decided no, that she was going to start a dance group. And she started the dance group. And the first big thing we did was going to Puerto Rico.
I see. So about how many people were in the original group?
I can remember a few. Let me see. Enid Douglas, Louis mm-hmm. Carter, Cynthia Box, Gloria Harris.
Wow. You have a very good memory.
Yes, I'm looking. Winnie Risden, Gaddy Shaw. These are the ones that went away. Ronan,
oh,
Sheila.
I see.
I think there were two fair skin ones. I think, I can't remember the name. Well,
so was
about
it all female? All females?
Male and female.
Oh, they were both male and female,
yes.
I see.
And
okay.
The the Frat Quintet.
Uh-huh.
They were also, because they sang, you know, because it was a creative thing, and we did things like Go Down the Manual Road.
Gal and Roy. Sugar Brock Rop Stone. I remember that.
And I also did the dance. What it was now? It was like a ship aboard stowaway on the boat and came to the mist, and that was it. And two of us, Joyce Campbell and I, we were flower girl, and we selling flowers. So we danced in a wake up, and we were at the market, but they were selling the flowers. And we danced, and that. But we did.
So the performance was almost like a play in itself.
No, the you had different dances.
Yes. Different parts, so it was almost like a play in itself.
In itself.
You had flower girls selling flowers, and you had people doing other things.
No, that was the dance by itself.
Oh,
and
I got
Manuel Rose was the dance by itself. And then you had that banana something and all that. The banana, because Harry Belafonte sing something
Dale.
Like that. Dale. But it was really, really interesting, and everybody enjoyed dancing.
I got you. So when you went, where did you go, you said?
That was Puerto Rico, the dance festival.
It was a festival, a dance festival that they had
Yes,
there.
Because you had dancers from Trinidad, Beryl McBurney, Little Carib, and what's his name? He's a big star, you know.
Clive Thompson?
You mean Clive?
Uh-huh.
He was a member of the Baxter Group, too, you know.
Right. I know. I
don't remember Clive coming to Puerto Rico with us. He wasn't in the first group.
So was Rex in that group at the time?
No. I think Rex was still at Cornwall.
See. Yes.
Rex wasn't in the group at that time. Rex came in afterwards. And that was, you know, you had to know somebody in the Baxter group to introduce you to. And I introduced, because I met Rex through Pearl Robinson from the Y. She was secretary at the Y, and she was my good friend, and so on. And there was a dance program, like a summer school. Pearl knew Rex, because Rex went to her dad's school before he went to Cornwall. So I met Rex there, and Rex wanted. I think Rex was doing some dancing on his own at Cornwall. And he wanted to come in the group, so I introduced him to the group.
Wow, that is something else.
No, we went places like in 1955, when we celebrated 300 years as a British subject. Because, you know, in 1655, the British took it from the...
Right.
Cuban.
Princess Margaret came out there for something?
No, not that time.
Okay.
It's in another... In 1955, we celebrated 300 years as a British, and the Baxter Group went around the island. We went to all the towns, the capital... So I knew my Jamaica.
Your Jamaica by being a traveling dancer.
Yes. And let me see now. Then I think we went to Cuba. And we were 10 years, we were 11 years before the national dance group started.
Oh, I see. I didn't even realize that.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Cynthia, when you were traveling from Jamaica to all these places, do you remember the name of the airlines that you traveled on?
I think to the Panamanian Airlines.
Was it BOAC?
No, it wasn't BOAC. It was Panam.
Oh, it was Panam.
Panam. Mm-hmm.
I see. Interesting. Very interesting. Because I didn't even know that Panam was coming out there in those days.
Yes.
Because I remember when I left Jamaica in 1959, I traveled by Avianca.
Well,
I remember that distinctly.
When I visited America in 57, I came by this other German flight.
Lufthansa?
Yes, I traveled on the Lufthansa.
Yes. I remember the Lufthansa too. Yes, I remember that. In those days, Kennedy was Idlewild or something.
Yes, something like that.
Yes, it was not the Kennedy Airport. So let me just take a minute to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. We're here each Wednesday at 8 o'clock where we celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica, land we love. And tonight we have been celebrating theater and dance as it relates to Jamaica, because as everyone known, Boxing Day is the opening of the pantomime. So we started off the year by having the history of the pantomime. So if you missed that show, you know, all the shows are archived. So if you go to Blog Talk Radio and Backyard Labrish, you just type it in the search, and it should come up so you can listen to it at any time. But we have been discussing, you know, the theater and the arts since the year began.
Oh,
and for those of you who are visiting us for the first time since the new year began, I'd like to say Happy New Year. And we are all looking for a fantastic one this year. And I know that I am quite excited because we have started off with a bang. Because when I have an opportunity to have a senior, you know, I always bill myself as a senior's senior. And now I have
a senior.
Yes, I always tell my listeners that I'm a senior's senior. And now,
well, I'm the
you
third.
Trumped
you
me.
Put the third one.
Yes, you trumped me.
Senior, senior.
Yes.
And do you
but
know that the senior,
a pleasure to
the
really,
senior,
you,
the senior, senior, senior.
Right. Recall so many names and events. Of, you know, considering that we've been away from the island, number one, so long, but that your memory is so good to remember all those names and the events. And we're glad for that because, you know, I think that the most authentic history lesson is from someone who lived the history. You know, you can talk about your own experience. And I wondered if you would give us a little synopsis of what Kingston was like at the time you were going to school, but you were 10 years before me, and what, you know, your school life was like, how you got to school and things like that. Just share a little of that as you can remember with the rest of the world.
That is the days when we had the tram car.
Aha.
And the bus, which was public service, had that sort of green bus and so on. And we lived in Normantown, and we went to school, downtown Central Branch, known as the Conversorium. And we tell people.
Oh, yeah, I remember that name, Conversorium. Yes, I remember
we tell
that name
people
when
that, we go to the Central Branch School in the Conversorium building. Yes, and that was the days when you had to go to private lesson and you had to reach down there by 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the car fare. It was penny on the bus and penny on the tram.
Penny on the tram, okay.
And when you got to the bus, the conductor will tell you that your children, you can go, the working people can come on. And so, living in Almondtown, what we did, it was a group of us from Almondtown and Campbelltown, and we'd run through race course, down the step, through the gas station, down the lane. We're saying we're cutting up our thing on another little lane, down Duke Street, on North Street, down the thing, out to Church Street and run. And when we get to the park, because you have to get to Central Branch by 8 o'clock. And when we got to the park, at the top of the park, you hear Parish Church bell start.
Ah, wasn't that beautiful?
You know, and you had to be in Central Branch by 8 o'clock. So by the first, and you make it to the back gate by the last thing, and you're inside, so there's not much trouble. You won't be late.
Oh, you made it. You mean when the last 8 o'clock bell rung?
But the trouble is that on one occasion, Miss Rod, you must have heard of Miss Rod. She was principal of the school.
Right.
And Miss Rod had the back gate locked.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were three of us, you know, my brother, a friend of mine, Una. And so we had to run down to Barrow Street up and up Church Street to the gate and come in.
Oh, this is after you get off the tram?
Eh? No,
after you get off the tram?
We would beat any of the running the athletes today, because we were running from Sarah Street through Racecourse.
Oh, instead of taking the tram, you ran.
No, because when you take the tram, the tram drops you at Law Street and East Street, because that is closer to get to Central Branch.
Uh-huh.
Or if you go down to Harbour Street, that's a little further. So you try to avoid the tram or you run.
And
you're out of breath when you get, because you have to get the private lesson by 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then,
so on the day that the gate was locked, what happened?
And that's the back gate, because we used to get through the back gate, you know. But that morning particular, Yuna and my brother and myself, we had to run down the lane on Barrow Street, up Church Street, back to the to the front gate. Front gate was open. And then when you were coming up the steps, Miss Rod stayed from the platform and she said, "Now look, everybody, here comes the princesses and prince of Almondtown."
Wow.
And of course, you know, yours truly was a crier. Uh-huh. And of course, Boogie said, that's my brother, "Don't cry, you know, don't cry. Go on like you're not afraid."
Uh-huh.
But then yours truly tears came fast. Like anything. Anyhow, you know, you didn't have it up again, sorry.
Right.
I enjoyed my life at Central Branch.
Yes,
because
yes.
There was, I was a guide. I was in everything that was...
Girl guide.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then I went on to technical.
I see. You know, that reminds me, I don't see in any of the documentation any history of when the Girl Guide started out there. And at this point, I'd like to ask anybody on the board if anybody else was a guide or a Boy Scout, and if they know about any history of that, because there are two historians, Miss Cynthia, that I quote on the programs quite often. And one is Dr. Joy Lumsden, who's doing a lot of research on a period that there was not much documentation. And also the pieces of the past, that's really online. It's an online part of the Gleaner Company. And Dr. Tortello is the professor that is responsible for that documentation. But I haven't seen anything about, like, when the Girl Guide started out there.
On the boys.
And the Boy Scout either. So that's something
and
that I like.
And that was something that, as a guy, you had to know. And it's gone. That's gone out of my head. Really
right, right. So I'm asking if there's anyone on the board that have any information
mm-hmm.
about that. Please put hit 1 on your telephone so you can sort of fill in the gap for both me and Miss Cynthia. Because I was not a member of the Girl Guides. I didn't join that. But I did have a short time of dance with Ivy Baxter. Perhaps you were even there at the time in the group. Because there was an event where the princess came to Jamaica and they had a regatta at Upper Camp.
Oh, yeah,
I happened to be in the Army at the time. And I was also involved with the dance group for a very short time. Well, I started
no,
that in 19.
Maybe I taught you dancing as a beginner because I was teaching beginners and intermediate.
Well, it's possible. But I know that it was shortly before that regatta because I was in the group that actually danced for the performance at the at
where,
Upper
where,
Camp.
Where did you, where was the studio?
Well, I was involved with the YMCA and the YW, both the men and the women, when I was a teenager. Because I always played table tennis and, you know, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Kingstonian. I was born and raised in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
So I was mostly in Rollington Town and Franklin Town at the time.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So, but I can't remember what year the princess came there for that event. I only know that I was in the Army at the time. And I started in the Army. I came out in 1957.
So you might have known Una Magna. So.
That name is very familiar to me, but
yes,
I must tell you, Miss Cynthia, your memory is better than mine. No, because I'm really, really quite tickled and impressed that you remembered all those names.
Yes.
Of the people who danced with you when you were a teenager at the time, weren't you? Or
yes,
in your early years?
Yes. Because,
so,
you
so
know,
what
but,
was,
but at,
what
but
was
the
your
Central Branch, you know, we did a lot of country dancing. And in the Guidance, we did a lot of, because you had to take the folk dance badge and things like that. So you had the Tufty, and you had Cylinders Round, and you had...
Well, I remember some of the foot moves still now and a little of the music for that particular performance that was done for the
Upper Camp. Yes.
But I cannot remember what year it was done. But I know that, so I had a short, interaction with the group. But I don't remember one person's name from that group.
What school were you?
Well, I think I was in the Army at that time. So that must have been 53 or 54, you know, sometime there. But it's quite interesting.
What time,
as I said,
what
that
time you came here?
Excuse me, ma'am?
What time you came to this country?
I came to the States in 1959.
69? I came the year before.
1959.
I came July 68.
Oh, so I've been away from Jamaica a very, very long time. But, you know, like a lot of people in the diaspora, I'm still consider myself very fortunate to have been born in Jamaica and just have a deep love and affection and great memories of when I was growing up. So I really cherish those memories.
Yes.
And I'm asking more of the seniors to come and share their stories with us because a lot of times people don't think their stories are important, but you'd be surprised to know how many people can relate to them. I have a friend here in Atlanta who mentioned to me when I just started that she had lived all over the island. And I thought that was very interesting to me because I know I only went to one country when I was there, or two, perhaps two different places. I went to Westmoreland because my mother was born and raised in Savlamar, and I might have gone to another place, Savlamar, because my father was a minister and sort of traveled and took me someplace. But most of the people I know when I was growing up went to either their mother's country or their father's country. But very few people went all over the island. And she, like you, moved, mentioned that she had lived all over the island. So I encouraged her to do a show with me. And I was at her house on this past Sunday and told her I would look up how many hits the show we did has gotten, because she, remember I said, she said it wasn't important, nobody would be interested. Well, her show has had almost 300 times it has been listened to. So my point is, even though you don't think your story is important, you would be surprised.
Yes.
So I'm. If you know of any seniors that would like to share their growing up with us, or memories of Jamaica, please let me know. And that goes out for everyone on the board, because I see we have callers from 631-973-646 and 631 again, and 305 and 404. And so you know, if you know of anyone that would like to share their stories, here on Backyard Labrish, we're not into politics or religion or even what's happening now, because there's a lot of documentation about the now Jamaica on several wonderful websites.
When was the last time you've been down?
I was in Jamaica last year for a wedding, and I had not been to Jamaica for a very long time. When I say that, I have been on several cruises where the crews stop in Jamaica and I'll go for a day and get back on the ship.
Mm.
But I've not really been for any, like a couple of days. But this last, I think it was in June or July, I went for a wedding and stayed for 10 days. So I hadn't been since my mother passed away, perhaps a year after that, and that would be 1985. I had not been to Jamaica for any length of time.
Well, I was there last month.
Except for going there every week on a Monday evening to occupy my favorite chair when I am ready to labrish. I go there virtually, but not physically.
I was there last month.
Uh-huh.
And for two things. Yes, I was there for my grandniece's wedding, and also to visit my brother and sister-in-law, because my brother was very ill, and his wife, she has a touch of the Alzheimer. But
yes,
she knew it, and so he had to have round-the-clock attention, so they were in a nursing home, and Ruby had to go with Bootsy. You know, because they couldn't leave her at home.
Right.
And when we got to the nursing home to look for them, Ruby knew me. She called, you know, because my pet name is Mumsy.
Uh-huh.
She said, "Mumsy, you still dancing?"
Oh, isn't that something?
Yes.
But I understand from caregivers that the memory comes and goes,
yes,
you know, when people are having that disease.
And then she turned to my sister and she said, Mrs., nice to see you. And my sister-in-law, Blossom, just said, "Miss Bloss?"
That was so nice.
But then she went into numbers. Like she said, 32, 34, 49, 72. And so I said, "What's that about?" She said, "You better buy that number."
Isn't that something? So let me ask you this. Is your brother older than you are?
No. He's the youngest of the three of us now alive, because the other brother died 10 years ago. So we had to run down, you know, because we hear that everything was wrong, all the organs were wrong. The doctor asked him, you know, he does a part-time with a Chinese, and he has been doing that ages, although he was a civil servant. But he was going to, because he's chairperson for the Civil Service Association or something like that, and he was getting up to tidy to go to the meeting, and he had a blackout.
And the doctor... So is he better now? Is he all right now?
Well, so far, he's improving. Because when we left, last month, you know, they were in the nursing home, and they want to get somebody to stay with them, although Mickey is there to look after things, but they want somebody who will be in the home there to answer. So they, I think they're still in the nursing home.
Right.
He was still getting asking, because he's a good accountant. They were still asking him, how do you do so and so, and how do you do so? And Bugsy was as happy as ever.
And how old is he?
He is what? He's 3 years younger than me, so you can subtract that.
Okay. All right. So he's 85.
Yes.
Now, what month is your birthday?
September the 24th.
So you will be 88 come September, or you'll be 89? Which one?
9.
You'll be 89 come September?
Yes. And the world is hearing that now.
Marvelous. That is marvelous. We're so happy.
My sister's 91.
You know, we that have our memory, even though it might be limited, we need to be so thankful because there are so many people younger than we are. I know there are people that I have met that are much younger than me that, you know, have this terrible disease, this Alzheimer's.
And
so
Margaret,
it is important that we really record our stories for the younger generation because, like the rest of the world, even some of the customs that we grew up on have changed in Jamaica and are changing. You know, as the world evolves, so does people and customs. So I know for some of my friends' children that I interact with that grew up in Jamaica after I left there, some of the things I told them that I did when I was growing up, even some of the foods that I told them I ate in Kingston when I was growing up, they never heard of it. I remember asking a teenager, he's not a teenager now, you know, in the 70s, if he had ever had a maca fat. And he had no idea what I was talking about. He was born and raised in Kingston. You know what a maca fat is?
Yes.
Cynthia?
You know,
yes. Well, I don't think it's very popular in Kingston anymore.
But the coolie plum.
Well, who knows? Because, you know, a lot of the properties that was really lush with all of these fruit trees, a lot of them have been developed. You know what I mean? People, even up in St. Andrew, the houses have expanded, and where there was one house, there's perhaps a whole row of apartments or whatever, even within the individual houses.
Yeah,
so a lot of those fruit trees are not as popular, prevalent as they used to be in Kingston. Well, now with the transportation on the roads so different, I know people perhaps travel out of the city and go more in the country than they did in my days. Because in my day, I traveled by diesel and Royal Mail to get to Sablomar.
Now you have the highway. Because
now they have super highways.
And we went down to St. Elizabeth. Lord, the place is beautiful.
Yes.
Lands.
All beauty is still unbelievable.
I'm telling you, when you look, and when you get up on the hill and you look down, I'm telling you, the view, and the people are quite nice.
Yes, yes. Now, do you remember much about what the teaching style and all that was like when you were growing up, when you were going to school down there?
You mean what the teachers were like?
Yes, and the discipline and the punishment for misbehavior and all of that.
Yes, well, you know, you get caned.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Even you, I know in sixth class you had the press book, and that you write your essay, and whatever mistake you make several times together, like two cane, two blows in your hand, or whatever it is. But whenever she sends us to the room, because, and she's going to give you a flogging or whatever it is, I never get any in the hand, because I was always just moving movement, so you just get a little thing. But they were flogged. But when, you know, there were things like, for instance, now, Mrs. Banks was our teacher in sixth class. And when Mrs. Uh-huh. Banks wore a certain white dress, you know that is serious.
Oh.
And you had Mrs. Peterkin. And when Mrs. Peterkin wore those red shoes and stepped down to third class, whoa, for those children.
Ah, so that it was a signal, the red shoes meant something and the white dress meant something.
Yes, the white dress, a particular crepe white dress she wore. Whenever Mrs. B came in that dress, you better be on your P's and Q's. And like, we did a lot of recitation and things like that, and learning quotation and all that and so on. And of course, those of us who were in private lesson class, you know, you get there at 8 o'clock in the morning for private lesson and then regular school and so on. And sixth class children helped the babies.
Ah.
You know? And like,
because everybody was housed in the same school.
Yes, Central Branch was we used to say it was the biggest ventilated school.
Mm.
Because when it rained, you had to put on your hat.
That's a good one. When it rained, you had to put on your hat. Because it was like an open air place?
No, you know, but, you know, the rain would come. The rain would come, not down, you know, like little drips, but you make sure you put on your hat. It's not dripping on you, you know, but you just make sure you put on a hat. Yeah. Because the uniform was hippie up straw.
Uh-huh.
Or jippy japper, as they call it.
Jippy japper, yes, I remember.
And with a blue and red ribbon around. And white.
And you wore uniform?
Yes, white blouse and navy blue skirt.
Right, with the pleats.
And white socks and sneakers. We never call it sneakers. We call it crepe sole.
Crepe sole.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember that too.
And if you were going out, like, you know, because they used to, like the movie, you used to pay like 2 pence farthing to go to the movie, and they put it for the education office, put it for the schools to see certain things and so on, etc. And of course, anybody ever come in their black shoes and so on, don't get a chance, you know, because Miss Rod said, you're not in uniform. Nobody asked you to wear your church shoes.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yes.
So what church life was like? You mentioned about, did you say the Moravian Church?
No, I was and I'm still Roman Catholic. But
it was
the exercise classes at the Moravian place. It wasn't services. It was at the Moravian Church at North Street and in North Orange Street, Princess Street, one of those streets near the hospital.
Right, near KPH.
Yes, near Kingston Public Hospital.
Right.
It was
right.
There was that church at the corner of that, North Street and that place. And it was fun, you know.
It was fun. Yes.
It was exercise and so on, etc. And technically, you did Monday afternoon. We had to go to Upper Camp because they had our playground up there. And you learn to play tennis and whatever it is and so on, etc.
Now,
but
is your sister younger than you, Miss Cynthia?
Hmm? Who?
sister's sister? Younger than you are?
My sister?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's 3 years older than I am.
Oh, she's older than you are.
Yes, and she can run up the steps. Mary and I have a bone problem.
Oh, but you mean now she can still run up the steps?
She can still run up the step and walk fast.
Isn't that something? That's wonderful. It must be in the genes. So let me ask you something. Are you still passionate about dancing?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
Like, you know, because I go to a senior center.
Uh-huh.
And I teach exercise Mondays and Fridays.
Ah, okay. The exercise you're teaching have a little dance in it?
So, and it's called, I don't find, I put in little of the steps and things like that, you know.
That's great.
But
so
then
do you
we
do
have
it music?
Every month we have a birthday party. And those
uh-huh.
who are born in that month, you know, a special table and cake and so on, and a special little thing and so on. And then you have music that come, and we all get up and dance.
Wow, that is great.
Mm.
So do you dance with the men, or you just dance by yourself?
We dance with the men, and we dance by yourself. You just move.
Ah, sounds like a fun place.
Yes, it's very nice. It's very nice.
And it sounds like you could be the life of the party. Between you and your sister.
No, not only. Everybody is the life of the party. Because
let me ask you,
Jamaican.
Did your sister participate in the dance group with you?
No, she didn't.
I see.
But she dances very well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, can you take some credit for that? Did you show her some of your special moves?
She's not. She's like a waltzer and some other things and so on. Because when she came up here, she must have done some dancing and won some prize or the other. I don't know.
So she's more into the ballroom dance.
It's like it runs in the family when you come into ballroom dancing and so on. Because my brother who died and my brother there, they can dance. You know, hold up, waltz. Jitterbug, anything, just other thing like that, they were.
Now, was that from the sergeant or your mom?
My mother
doesn't
dance. And my father says his children must dance. But he doesn't dance either.
Really? Interesting.
Yes.
How did they live into their senior years before they passed?
No, he passed. My father passed when he was 52.
Ah.
But my mother went to senior year. She was 86.
Because it seems like you and your sister are enjoying. It's one thing to be senior, you know, but another one of the assets is being in fairly good health.
My father's from Westmoreland. He's from
really?
He's from Carmel, the border of Westmoreland and St. Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
And his mother lived until she was 105.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in the country?
She lived in the country.
I see. Yes, yes, yes. So you're from a family that it's in the genes.
And my grandmother and my mother's side died when
uh-huh.
she was 97.
Wow. That is wonderful. So your sister is now the eldest in the family of three.
Yes, she's the eldest in the family of three.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds and both of you live together?
Well, yes, she's up here with me. She plays.
That's wonderful.
And
well, I hope you can talk her into being our guest one of these nights. We'll have to ask her what her secret is.
Sure. I'll tell her.
I'm sure she has a secret that a lot of the other seniors are not so senior would like to know.
Man, if you see her move, she can walk so fast. And then she said to me, can't you go a little faster? Can't you go a little faster?
That is really interesting. Now, do you have grandchildren, Miss Cynthia?
I have one son, one grandson.
Oh, that is great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure that he's on the computer. So, and for the rest of the seniors who might be become our guests, you know, as soon as we get off the show, it will be archived on
okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And if they Google your name, it will come up on Google that you are on the show, and they can listen to you. So I'm just always encouraging the seniors to leave the sound of their voice because, you know, their descendants, long after we have taken our exit, they will be able to hear us and feel us. Because
yes.
when, you know, when a person speaks, it exerts some energy and you can actually feel them. So I really appreciate you sharing with us tonight. And I want to ask anyone on the board that would like to interact, ask you a question or make a comment, to hit 1 on your telephone so I can open up the mic to you. So feel free. And if you're listening online, remember you have to dial 718-458 in order for me to open up the mic for you. So the board is now open. So do you have anything you'd like to add? I always am really just so impressed with how one person can have a passion and a desire to do something. And because of their drive, they accomplish it, as in the case of Ivy Baxter.
Yes.
No, I don't know if when she was starting group, realized the gift that she was really missing. Because even though she's not here with us, her name and her actions live on.
Yes.
And it has blessed so many people, not just in Jamaica, but all over the world. There's several people that were involved with her have gone on to do some great things.
Quite a few, but you have some still, like Ina Douglas.
Uh-huh. Tell us about Douglas.
Ina was also a dancer. We all started together, and Ina, she worked at a nurse. Ina did her nurse.
Static on the phone. I don't know where it's coming from, but
okay.
If you could speak a little louder, because there's something in the background when you speak. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, Enid worked at the UC, and right now she's not so well, but Enid. Nice. And her sister, Dafu, didn't dance with the group, but was like a member of the group. She worked at the library.
Huh? And are those folks still in Jamaica now, or
yes,
they're in
Jamaica.
Country?
They're in Jamaica.
Wow.
Ina Douglas and Daphne
that
Douglas.
That name is very familiar for some reason.
There's a buzzing on my telephone, and you hear it, don't you? Hello?
I hear it, yes.
Yes.
Are you using a cell phone?
No, I'm using the home phone. And,
sometimes the line or something with the
yes.
technology, you never know.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to ask the members on the board if they want to ask Cynthia a question or make a comment. Please do so now because we're almost ready to wrap it up.
Yes.
And I really want to thank you and tell you how much I am here because in a little bit,
it's
you
getting
know.
Worse.
Yes, hold on. Let me see if I
yes.
can correct.
Okay.
From my end. Might be the connection that we have. I hear it a lot.
Yes. the buzz in it, but I'll have to speak.
Cynthia, so thank you so much here.
Yes, dear.
Continue to celebrate Miss Ivy.
Yes,
and bless her for what she has left.
And
as a legacy.
And thanks for asking me.
You're most welcome. It's our pleasure.
I enjoyed it, and I enjoy your introduction.
Oh, thank you. But I just want to mention some of the names of the static. I'll just type. Type Thompson, who danced with her. And he also danced with Martha Graham. Calvin Ailey. Theater.
Oh,
God.
That's what's his name?
Clive Thompson?
Clive.
Let me see if I can make a difference. Hold on.
Clive was dancing from a youngster.
Yes, yes. I remember him.
His sister
that danced.
His sister, yes. Normal.
Yes, I remember
she
that.
She lives in Florida.
Oh.
We keep in touch.
I have something on my notes here. So, Scott Fagan, who did the dance company, and he teaches at the University of Rochester in New York State. Also won a Tony Award for on Broadway's Science. So, with that said, you know, Jamaica has produced so many artists, people all over the world.
Yes.
But I don't know if our fans know that this Tony Award went to this person, this Jamaican, for the choreographer, Lion King, Broadway production.
Oh.
But I just found that out this week, you know, that I've been doing the research on this.
Yes. Oh.
So I don't know if you knew of him, but he's Garth Fagan is his name.
Oh, yes, Garth danced with us, too.
Right.
And
well, did you know that he won a Tony Award for...
I know that he won some...
...choreographer for that Broadway production?
No, I didn't. No, I know that he won something, but Garth, and I taught Garth.
Isn't that
something? Yes.
That is great. Well, you can take some credit for that.
Yes.
But he did a Tony for the choreography when the play was on Broadway, and you know that has been redone several times because the Lion King has been done here at
yes.
the Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Even Atlantic has been done here.
I have seen him about three occasions. He came up for the National Dance Group performance.
Uh-huh.
Because I always go to the performance.
I see.
And so I saw
that one of the listeners on the board has. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to open up the mic, Mr. Here, just a minute, please. And let me open up the mic for 61451. Your mic is open. Welcome to the backyard. You have Margaret.
Hi,
and
Margaret.
Miss...
How are you? This is Denise from Long Island.
Hi there. Welcome to the backyard.
Yes, the static is so bad we can hardly hear.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what's causing it, and I'm going to have to call our technicians because... do something to help it once we hang up so that the recorded, you know, the archived one will be a little better. It could be the weather because we're having a lot of wind in my city, and that's why we need our hot chocolate.
Yes.
And I'm still on mine.
And the Bambi.
Yes. That
yes, don't
nice.
Forget the Bambi.
Or the hard-o bread.
Right. So, well, I've stayed off of that.
Yeah, and I want to say to Miss Cynthia, it's so nice of her to come on and share, you know, what she experienced in Jamaica with the dancing and other stuff. and it was really nice hearing all that she had to say.
Thank you.
You're hearing that?
I'm hearing, and it's clearing up, sort of.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm
right.
also a friend of Chich.
Yes, because she called me and told me,
yes.
and she gave my name to you.
Yeah, to Margaret, yeah.
To Margaret. What's your name?
Janine.
Celine?
Yes, I have a sister by the name of Paulette, and she used to be around the dancing, too, with Chich.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember Paulette Smart was her name at that time.
Paulette what?
Smart.
No. But I'm sure that if I see her, I'll know her.
Yes, I'm sure. Because she's also a good friend of Chich, too. So.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, it has been wonderful to reflect and remember. And I always like to say that I am sure that the young folks who might not even realize that they're interested in the history now, but as they mature, I'm sure they'll be curious to know how things got started and why it got started. And I think that these stories and these shows will help them to get a better perspective of how important it is to live your passion, number one, and if you have an idea to do something for good, for the good of the nation, the people, your community, or even your household or yourself, just get it done, because you never know how many lives it can touch. Because, Ms. Cynthia, I am sure that you did not even realize at the time that you were part of the group when it just started that it would have become so large. And it is, you know, it has transformed and inspired a lot of people.
Yes, that's true. So true.
So a lot of times we as seniors tend to want to give up on the younger generation because we think that they're not paying attention and that they really don't want to know. But, you know, as they mature, you would be surprised. These stories will be very important to them. So I really want to thank all the participants, people who call in but might remain silent. I appreciate you being here, and I encourage you to, you know, let your friends know that they can always research the shows that have been done before, and I'm sure they'll find something interesting and perhaps learn something that they never knew before, because each time I have to research something, I find something new that I never knew before, and that's always exciting to me. So I hope everybody has enjoyed the show this evening. And Miss Cynthia, thank you so much for being here. Miss Janine, thank
yes.
you for participating.
You're welcome.
And I hope to see you all back next week. And remember, if you find a show that you like, just copy and paste the URL, which is the address, the web address, and you can send it to a friend who you think may be interested too. So one of these days I'll be able to interact with my listeners online, and who knows, I might even be tweeting and all those other things. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, and remember that you can always request something special if you'd like to hear about something special, as long as I can find information on it, or if you know someone who would like to share their stories with us, please let me know. And you can do so by going to our website. We do have a website, which is www.backyardlab.com. And while there, you can send us a question, a comment, or a suggestion.
Thank
All
you,
right?
Margaret.
Well, with that said, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for inviting me. Okay.
You're most welcome. and Miss Janine. Let's all together now. We are here each week at 8 o'clock to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the diverse culture of Jamaica. All together.
Land we love.
Nice.
Amen.
And right. Make
good
it
night,
a great
Sarah.
Week.
Good night.
Say hello
Hi.
To Marcy when you see her. Phoebe.
I will. I certainly will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Thanks again.
God bless.
Bye. Bye.
Most welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.